Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We are always glad when you're here with us. And if you'd like to take part in our conversations, you can always do that. Our phone number is 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. And our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. There's plenty being said these days about the problems of Oregon counties in meeting their budgets. One major obstacle for many counties, lots of federal land within county borders that pays no property taxes. So ideas for bringing in more dollars abound, especially those involving federal lands. One idea would be to get Congress to change the laws concerning leases of federal land for renewable energy sites. A proposal already in bill form would treat leases for renewable sites similar to the way oil and gas leases are treated on federal land. Gary Thompson is the chair of the Association of Oregon Counties and is the Sherman County judge. He heads the county commission in Sherman County, and he's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for joining us, Gary.
Well, good morning. How's everything down your way?
It's going well, thank you. What is the basic idea here? Describe the general issue from a distance in a nutshell, if you would.
Well, in a nutshell, it's called the Public Lands Renewable Energy Development Act. It's Senate Bill 279, and there's two bills, Senate Bill 279 and H.R. 596. The bill proposes a formula for distributing rental revenues generated by wind and solar projects on public lands, where 25% would go to the state, 25% would go to the percent of the revenue would go to the county's projects that are sited. 15% would go to the permitting agency, and 35%. Would be deposited in a fund for fish and wildlife conservation and recreation enhancements to that county.
So the enhancement would have to take, in other words, if somebody built a wind farm in Sherman County, the money would have to stay for fish and wildlife enhancements in Sherman County.
Correct. Well, at least that's the way it looks like it's going to, who knows, by the time it goes through the meat grinder, primarily what we went back to D.C. to do is to try to get it jump-started so we could have a hearing on these two bills, both in the Senate and the House.
So there was something of a fly-in, Gary Thompson. I guess you and a bunch of other people flew to Washington, D.C. To see if you can get some attention from the Congress members. How many people went, and how successful do you feel the trip was?
I was the only one from Oregon. There was people from Montana, Utah, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, back there pushing each of their respective congressmen.
Mm-hmm. For the same set of bills, for the leasing public lands bill?
Yeah.
All right. And how what kind of audience did you get? Who did you get to see while you were there?
I saw four. I saw Ron Wyden, Jeff Merkley, senators, Representative Bonamici, Greg Walden. Those are the four that I primarily spent most of my time with.
All right, so you got people from both counties covered there. Is there specific support from either of the two Oregon senators, from Representative Susan Bonamici or from Representative Greg Walden, who does represent your county? Any specific support for these bills?
We've got support out of Bonamici and Wyden and Merkley, but we had a little bit. It's not really a pushback, but he wants to see what it's going to look like. Greg, Representative Walden, I think was in favor of it. It's just that he's waiting to see what it's going to look like when it comes out of a committee.
The meat grinder, as you put
yeah.
it.
So
not a bad way to put it, as people have often talked about legislation as making sausage. You don't want to watch that being made. So, Gary Thompson, are the House and Senate bills essentially the same bill, or are there some differences that would have to be resolved should they both pass?
They're essentially the same. The formula is a little bit different. And what that is, I think it has to do with the conservation end of it. The state and the counties would be about the same. or are the same, but the money that goes to conservation could change between the permitting agency and the conservation.
Is it expected that the permitting agency will frequently be the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Probably 99% of the time it would be BLM land.
All right. Which obviously is well represented in generally eastern Oregon. I mean, obviously the western Oregon forests, the old ONC lands are BLM land as well. This is primarily designed, though, for eastern Oregon, east of the Cascades, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's primarily for the desert countries mm-hmm. or desert counties, the dry counties, where there's plenty of solar and wind. The big issue I have with the whole thing is so BLM has come up with an overlay map of critical area for the whole Pacific Northwest, and in a way it may make siting these facilities easier, or it could be more difficult. That part, it all depends. You know, wind only blows where the wind blows, and you still have to have some way of connecting the power to a grid, and a lot of times those the critical areas are exactly where the power line goes. So it's going to be interesting to see how this works out.
In other words, the wind is actually blowing where the power lines are located?
Not necessarily.
Oh, okay. Gary Thompson's our guest in the Jefferson Exchange. He's chair of AOC, the Association of Oregon Counties, and is the Sherman County judge as the lead commissioner for Sherman County. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about leases of federal land for renewable energy sites and a potential change in legislation affecting those. Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, our local number is 541-552-6782. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Gary Thompson, this bill would not exist. These bills, I should say, would not exist if there weren't some sense of a lost opportunity here. What is the current arrangement then that affects the leases of federal land for renewable energy sites?
It's just a regular rental, and then all the dollars goes into the general fund.
General fund of
U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Federal.
All right, so nothing stays local in that sense.
Nothing stays local, mm-hmm. and that's the issue I have. We have to support, we have to have roads and all kinds of things in order to support the renewable energy people. Everything from roads to health to police force, the whole thing. So, and we receive no funding from that. So,
give us an idea of the impact of renewables thus far. I mean, obviously there are there's plenty of reports, of course, about wind farms and solar installations in eastern Oregon. How much is Sherman County affected thus far?
It's basically our second most important industry in our county right now is renewable. We've got right at 1,000 megawatts of power being produced in Sherman County going into the grid. So it's really boosted our revenue stream more than three times what it was prior to the renewable being here.
All right. And how, I mean, are the prime sites then generally for siting new renewable sites on federal land then? I mean, given the overlay that you talked about, it sounds like 70 to 80% of Sherman County is federal land?
No. Sherman County, less than 10% of our land is federal.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm.
All of ours is on private land. That's why we've got the tax revenues coming from it.
Okay. So this is a way to try to make sure that if renewables are located on federal land, you don't lose the potential benefit that would have come if they'd been sited on private land.
Correct.
All right. Who came up with the idea then? Because it sounds like it's a bit of a no-brainer in the sense that if there are leases that exist like this already for oil and gas installations on federal land, it wouldn't be that hard a thing to extend that sort of provision to renewable energy.
Well, this all was brought up by Trout Unlimited. And the original support of it came from John Tester, a Democrat out of Montana.
Yeah, U.S. Senator. Mm-hmm.
U.S. Senator. And Max Baucus and Tom Udall. They brought the whole thing up. And we've got, it's a pretty spattering of Democrats and Republicans across the board in both Senate and House that are supporting this whole thing. It's just, it's a good idea. It's just that we've got to get it off of first base and get a hearing on it. And that's why we flew back to D.C., realizing that we have a Senator Wyden sits on the Energy and Environment Committee. He's a chair, and he's the possibility of him moving to a different chairmanship within the next 2-3 months sort of spurred us to get back there and try to get a hearing on these bills.
So you mentioned, Gary Thompson, that there's a pretty good representation from both parties here, but you also mentioned talking to both Oregon senators, both Democrats, Susan Bonamici, who's a Democrat in the House. The Montana senators are both Democrats at the moment. For you know, lack of anybody's efforts, does it still end up getting labeled a Democratic idea and therefore potentially toxic in the U.S. House?
Actually, we've got more support out of the U.S. House. It's just about a 50-50 mix of Republicans and Democrats out of the House. So I feel that the chances are it'll be the House bill that will probably get the first hearing. But it's a matter of time. We'll figure out. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Gary Thompson's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, chair of the Association of Oregon Counties and the Sherman County Judge, who's the leader of the county commissioners in Sherman County. You can join us as we talk about leases of federal land for renewable energy, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, email jx@jeffnet.org. What is contained in the bill, if anything, Gary Thompson, about environmental provisions, about compliance with NEPA, et cetera?
They'll still have to go through, anytime you go through the build on federal land, you're still going to have the NEPA process. I'm hoping that maybe, we still haven't got buy off from the large developers yet on this bill. They've got bigger problems, with the production tax credit and a number of other things to even be thinking about it. But I personally think this would be, fit right into a small 10 megawatt or less projects would be easier sited on the public lands. That's primarily why I was back there. I've been working on small renewable energy projects for the last 5 years, and this really hits right home. We've tried to locate on public land throughout the state of Oregon, and it just almost impossible with the way things are set up. So,
is this a very lengthy, cumbersome process?
Yes, it is. It's a 2-3 year process.
And what are you hoping to get that down to?
I'm hoping to get it down to a year.
And so you mentioned an issue with the developers. So the people potentially who would site these facilities then are not entirely on board yet. Is there concern that they would end up paying more potentially?
No. Right now they actually, it's about the same as on public land. The federal charges, the rental is just about the same as what the developers are paying on public land. The only difference is the rental dollars all go to the federal government, and none of it comes to the state or local.
All right. Is there any concern that you heard expressed back from anybody that you talked to in Congress about, well, you know, we're trying to get the federal deficit down here, talking about diverting some of this money from the federal government to counties, to wildlife conservation, et cetera?
Yes, I heard that from Representative Walden. He's worried about how, you know, each of these bills have got to be scored by the scoring committee or whoever it is.
The Congressional Budget Office, maybe?
Yeah, Congressional Budget Office. And he's a little worried about how it will score and where the setback or where the funds are going to come from that will have to be replaced by that. All we were interested in is getting a hearing on it to start with.
And has any date been set at this point? I mean, are you fairly confident that you at least get that hearing?
No.
Oh.
after yesterday and day before yesterday, it's going to be hard. But we do have some pretty sharp people working on it. So I think it's got a 50-50 chance of having a hearing. The key is Senator Wyden, we've got to get it before he leaves that position as chair.
Right. And he's talking about shifting positions in chair because of changes in Congress. And who knows what happens with this year's elections. There could be different parties in control of House and Senate.
Yep.
All right, Gary Thompson is chair of the Association of Oregon Counties and Sherman County Judge, talking to us about renewable energy leases on federal land. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thanks for giving me a call and giving me a chance.
Sure. Good to have you. It's the bottom of the hour here on the Jefferson Exchange. Here is Garrison Keillor.